about Desert Island Dish. It's a chance for people in Wiltshire to be really honest and share their favourite recipe with you. I want to bring you one of my favourite dishes from the year. It's from Angelica Ferrari, who lives in Swindon. She runs a blog all about Swindon and her love of the town. She told Emma Coleman why she loves Swindon so much.
I moved here 22 years or so ago from a part of the country that had been left devastated by the pit closures of the 1980s. I mean, it was civil war, there was just nothing. And I came to Swindon and pitched up here. That's a long story, which we won't go into, but let's just say I got here. And I thought I'd come to the land of milk and honey, which, compared to what I'd left, I had. And by and large, for all, you know, that it's had its downs and its ups, and I know, you know, there are issues with the town, but by and large, I think that's still true. I think Swindon is still the land of milk and honey. You know, I mean, I landed here, and in a 10-minute walk, I had, a swimming pool, an ice rink, a bowling alley, a pizza hut. I mean, my goodness me, you've no idea how exotic all this was. And I was also, at the time when I moved here, I was going through a nervous breakdown as well, so it was a slow realisation, if you like, that there was so much here.
But things started to get better once you got here.
Yes, oh yeah, because I mean, chiefly because I managed to find a job. there was a radical thing, a job, because there were no jobs, obviously, where I came from, because everything relied on the mines, and with the mines gone, there was nothing else. I mean, I think a lot of people didn't really understand that.
Tell me about what food means to you.
Well, food, I just love food. There's no genre of food that I won't eat. Yeah, Indian, which is just as well. So I've got an Indian son-in-law, so that's pretty much compulsory. Chinese, Italian, Greek, well, anything, really, yeah.
So what have you prepared here?
Oh, well, not exactly prepared, more just taken out of some packets. I picked this. I've gone for this antipasto. Just one, because I think it I think as I've gone through life, I've learnt to value the small things in life, the simple pleasures in life. When you're even on holiday, I've got a nice garden out here, and on a summer's day, there's not much that's nicer, you know, for lunch than just a simple plate of antipasto, some nice meats, olives, some dried tomatoes, and a glass or two of white wine. My once black hair, and I've got dark skin and stuff, there is Mediterranean blood in me. So this kind of thing, I know it sounds a bit pretentious and a bit poncy, but I can't help that, but this sort of food just sort of speaks to me in a way that fish and chips, which isn't to say I don't like fish and chips, because I do. I think the British side of me, you know, really likes roast beef and Yorkshire pudding and fish and chips. But this sort of stuff, it just speaks to my soul. And then I'd be, how old would I be? 12, maybe. Something like that, anyway. I went on holiday to Austria with my mum and dad. With every meal, there was a side dish of shredded cabbage, and it was obviously in olive oil. And I sort of took one bite of this and I thought, that's it. That's what I've been missing. That was when I knew that... I don't know, this sounds really stupid.
It doesn't at all.
But I knew then that, that the food we had at home was not the food for me, and I needed to something different.
And do you know where that comes from?
Well, not entirely, no. That's a bit of a tale. But my dad, God rest his soul, is who we look like, and he looks like Nick the Greek. I mean, he really does. You know, he's rather, especially in the summer. You know, you go to a Greek island and you see my dad on a donkey. And he was born in Suffolk, but illegitimately. And his grandfather was also illegitimate, you know. I mean, our maiden name comes down the family line. It was a common enough thing, wasn't it? But I suspect, my feeling would be probably Greek or possibly even Middle Eastern. But something like that. I mean, you can tell, can't you? I'm not an Anglo-Saxon, you know, from looking at me. I'm clearly an exotic stock. When I go on holiday, it's like, you know, I sort of see the palm tree and even the dry, drought earth. And I sort of go, oh... I do incline to the belief that we're all in the pursuit of happiness a bit too much. What's happiness? Happiness is fleeting anyway. It's a wave. It rises and it crashes, doesn't it? Whereas if we were prepared to accept contentment, then that in itself is the route to happiness, if you know what I mean. As I said, I don't want to get too profound. Given what's going on in the world, you know, the biggest exodus possibly since biblical times, certainly biblical proportions, that just being grateful that you've got some food and, you know, as simple as it may be and stuff like that is not a bad thing to do, you know. And that if you can, life being what life is, if you can feel content, reasonably content with your lot, 70 to 80% of the time, then I think we should be plenty grateful for that, frankly. Here endeth the lesson.
There's contentment in this place.
Plate of food, yeah, definitely, yeah.
My favourite desert island dish of the year, I think, that's Angelica Ferrari sharing her favourite food with you. And you can find out more about her by going online to swindonian.me. And if you would like to tell me about the food that you love the most, I'd love to hear about it.